Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kyle Carroll with Carroll's MMA Podcast. On our show tonight, is brought to you by MyMMANews.com, your number one source for MMA news. Be sure to follow MyMMANews.com on social media at MyMMANews, and you can also follow myself at on social media at Jiblitz77, which is JIBLITZ77. So be sure to check us out on there. If you have any questions, be sure to call in tonight by dialing 323-870-4011. And tonight we're going to be joined by Gabrielle Golfin, Double G, and then also our co-host, Kerry Steller, of In the Girls Corner. So I'd like to welcome Gabrielle and Kerry Steller.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on. Kerry, thank you for co-hosting the show with me this evening. Gabrielle is a 3-1 MMA fighter. She's fighting in a title fight for the strawweight title at Worlds Collide, the ACC and KTFO cross promotion, which we all found out yesterday is now becoming Triton Sports, their full-time merge. So the Triton fights. Gabrielle, you want to just tell us a little bit about your fight coming up against Lanisha Vincent?
Well, I'm really excited. It seems like it's going to be a great fight, and I sense she's really game, so I'm just really excited for it.
Awesome. Now, when the fight was announced, was it a fight you expected against her, or was it anything you know about her that you've seen before? What's your game plan going in?
My game plan is to be open to any possibilities because I've seen that she has a very wild and unpredictable style. So it's to be vigilant of that and just very observant and reactive to her movements.
Okay. You're coming off a big win against Destiny, the Cage Cutie from Kai Next Level MMA. All three of your victories have been a submission. Is that your background, grappling, BJJ?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely the strongest of my fighting style.
Cool. I know we're looking forward to getting in there. I know Kerry mentioned that she's met you before. Right, Kerry?
Yeah, actually, I said I was really excited because Gabby and I have been trying to link up. And, everybody's schedules are busy and, you know, life happens. But, Gabby, you are such an interesting girl. I love following her on social media. You're a vegan fighter, which I love. I think that's fantastic. And I know you keep on saying that plays a huge role in your fighting style and, you know, your winning and stuff. So
right,
tell us about absolutely. That.
Well, I really like the Damian Maya approach of if you want to finishing your opponents in a way where they can go home, if anything, they go to sleep or their arms a little tanked up rather than, okay, they have long-term brain damage.
Love it.
Being a vegan, Kerry mentioned you're a vegan fighter, were you always a vegan, or was that something that you kind of just adopted when you started doing MMA?
Well, it's interesting. Actually, my yoga teacher is the one who inspired me to become a vegan. So working on becoming a yoga teacher. And I always had this misconception that vegans were weak and frail until I met her. And she explained to me that when we eat misery of other beings, we invite misery into our own lives. And we weigh ourselves down with that. So I really thought about that when she brought this perspective into light for me.
Well, you know, I find that interesting, being that you're going in there and laying misery on people.
Fair enough, yeah.
Well, like I said, all three of your wins are submission. Your background, you said BJJ. How'd you get into MMA?
I actually did Taekwondo previously to MMA. And
okay.
I don't know, it wasn't completely for me because I just wanted to do more. I love Taekwondo, but I had a bad experience also in my dojo with egos, so I wanted something more physical, but no ego. And BJJ really interests me in that way because its whole philosophy is to leave the ego at the door when you step on that mat. Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's interesting. Sweet. Carrie, I know Carrie is from In the Girls Corner. Carrie, you want to, I guess, maybe tell us a little bit about In the Girls Corner and then kind of talk with Gabriella how MMA and women's MMA has kind of grown?
It is absolutely huge, and that is really what interested me. But I mean, I've always been interested in MMA, but however, you know, there is a huge girl factor to it, and you know, as much as you know, girls like to kick ass, and like there's you know, feminine side, and girls like to look pretty, and you know, I also have background in hair and stuff, so I kind of figured I could bring that aspect to the table, you know, as well with nutrition and everything. I mean, that's also a man, you know, everybody wants to be into nutrition when they're, you know, training and into mixed martial arts, but there is a very much a beauty aspect to it. I mean, I don't know if you saw Ronda Rousey's new Pantene ad campaign. So there is a huge crossover, and there should be, because, you know, you should look beautiful and feel beautiful. So I feel like I could, you know, have brought that aspect into MMA and, you know, I'm loving it. And there's a lot of stuff that I've been bringing, you know, to the guys' table with that, you know. Guys don't know that, you know, they have this crazy beard and, you know, they could be trimming it and making it look really nice and not crappy and bushwhackerish, you know. So that was huge for me. But, you know, Gabby, like I said, she's really, really, really great. And, you know, I've seen just from what I've met you a couple months ago, you've grown so much. And that just shows how much women's MMA is growing, you know, daily.
Definitely. Gabby, how has it grown for you since you started fighting? I believe your first fight took place in was 2014 or 2015, March 2015.
Yeah.
How much have you seen it grow? What have you seen change since being a female fighter? Is there more opportunities for you now?
I definitely feel that there are, and that the female divisions keep on growing and changing and evolving, because I see a lot more diverse styles and creativity, and women are bringing it to the table now. Personally, I've seen my fighting grow mentally, really. That's really been the challenge for me, just mentally being a part of that moment, being in that moment when I'm either in a cage, in a ring, on a mat. That's really the battle for me. And from the first fight, coming into the first fight from this one, I see a total 180. I don't feel apprehension. I feel calmness, and I feel excitement to get in there. It's just, I feel alive when I'm in that cage.
That was awesome.
Yeah, definitely. That is pretty pretty cool. Now, is this something, you're 24 years old, you're still a young woman, is this something you want to pursue long term, and is there a timetable to go professional and continue?
Absolutely. This is definitely something this is my passion, and I'm willing to give my life to it. I really want to go all the way with it. Yes, I'm looking to go pro as of next year.
Okay, awesome. Now, there's another big fighter in the area. I know you're ranked, I believe it's 37th in the Northeast, 14th in New York. Julian DeCourcy was the former ACC champ at 115. Now she's down to atom weight, which is 105, and she's got the belt defending it this weekend as well. Is that a matchup you would like to maybe pursue in the future, depending on how everything goes down the road?
Definitely. I would be open to it. I'm always looking for opponents that are game, that are tough, experienced, willing to get to the grit of things. I really like fighting people like that.
Awesome. Now, do you have any stories for us like about MMA that's something that most people wouldn't know about, or a story inside the cage? Like, do people talk to each other all the time when you're in there, like grappling, like talk trash or say anything?
Not from my experience, but in recent, I've heard there's some trash talking in the grappling world. That's not really a common thing.
Okay.
Now, all the people I've basically gone or competed against have been very professional and have shown great sportsmanship. They've all been very sweet.
Nice. Excellent. And
That's awesome.
Now, you have your nickname's Double G. Tell us a little bit how you got your nickname.
Well, I had been going with Kangaroo Aang, and the reason I went with Aang is because it's actually my family's real name, but it's actually been changed to Golfin since my grandfather, because he wanted to change his name to run away from his first wife.
Okay.
So our family is now Gulf, and he married someone else before my grandmother, and he didn't want her to find him. So he changed it from Aang to Golfin.
Wow.
And, yeah, my original idea was, I love to kick around, and Aang was my family's original name, so why not Kangaroo Aang? And it was just such a hassle to change the name legally that I thought, okay, something has to go with Golfin. So one of my friends said, why not Double G? Seriously, even though there's a Triple G.
I like it.
Yeah. I like it too, though. It's got flow to it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So Gabriella Double G Golfin, you're fighting...
Right.
At Worlds Collide for the strawweight title. Going in, like, what are your thoughts going into this fight? Like, how do you prepare training? And I guess cutting weight should be, like, has it changed since you became a vegan? Like, is it much easier?
It can be challenging because I feel that vegans don't have as much water weight as non-vegans do.
Okay.
So cutting 105, I probably can't do it. Honestly, the lowest I've been able to get is 112. And that's it.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad, though. It's just getting to a certain point, and then, like, when I get to 119, the body just gets faster at cutting the weight. And then it's just those 1 or 2 pounds that might be a little bit of a struggle, but not too bad.
Okay. Awesome.
It's not terrible.
I saw some
people like really talk about a huge struggle there, so at least you know yours isn't like terrible.
I think I'm dumbing it down too, because I'm just like, well, it's life. Life sucks sometimes.
It is what it is.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, last thing people want to be told is, hey, you're too fat for this.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think anyone who's been in the mixed martial arts game or wrestling or anything where you have to cut weight, that's always been an issue for people, is cutting weight. And no matter how many times you've done it throughout your career, like look at Anthony Pettis last night, missed weight for 145.
No.
I think it's something that people always never truly fully have a grasp on is cutting weight. It can be difficult at times, and I think you really have to know your body.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So what gym do you fight out of, Gabrielle?
I fight out of Class 1 MMA, and I also fight out of Marcelo Garcia's Jiu-Jitsu Academy.
Okay. And where are those located?
C1, Class 1, is around the Barclays Center area, North Park Slope, and Marcelo's is around the Chelsea area right underneath FIT.
Okay, and where are you from?
Well, I was born in the Lower East Side, but I'm really from Astoria because I moved here when I was very small, and I've not left since, so.
Okay, awesome. So you're a New York City gal, born and raised. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, Carrie, I know you're from Huntington, correct?
Yes. Nobody really is from where I'm from. It's pretty funny. Whenever I meet people, they're from, like, you know, Queens or, you know, mostly from the city. A couple Long Island people. I know you're from Islip. But, yeah, no, I'm from Huntington.
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's
Now, do you ever have trouble finding opponents golfing? Any trouble with that ever?
I think it's harder with boxing sometimes to find an opponent, honestly. MMA,
okay.
It hasn't been too bad. I've had people that are pretty game, and I've been lucky to not have a girl not show up to fight. I think I've been really fortunate in that sense.
Okay. Now, who are your coaches? I'm not really familiar with the gyms you're from or that you train at. There's just so many gyms in New York, it's tough to keep a track of them all. Tell us a little bit about your coaches.
Well, my main coach, MMA coach, is Alawali Bambukshi, and he's part of the UFC. He's a UFC middleweight.
Okay. All right.
He's definitely awesome, and he's a very ambitious, loyal person. And he's someone that you definitely want in your corner.
And now, is he like more like a striking coach or grappling coach, or is he just all around kind of head coach of everything?
He's all around head coach of everything.
Okay, and how long have you been training with him?
Let's see. Since the end of 2014.
Oh, okay. All right. So a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Now, what are your goals in MMA?
My goals in MMA is to fully adapt to being a hybrid and really taking the fight wherever I need to take it to finish it. I don't like winning by decision, no.
Yeah, none of your fights have gone to decision. Yep. And you lost your first fight, and then you've gone on a 3-fight win streak. What did you learn in your first fight?
What I learned in my first fight is definitely to have confidence in myself. I realized that the other person wants to win just as much as I do. And that it's good to be friendly with your opponent, but not to an overbearing point. And it's fine. You can be cordial after the fight anyway. It's possible. Dusty and I, are cool, so.
Cool. Yeah, I think that was a big victory for you over Destiny. Destiny's kind of got a big name in the New York area, and you went in there and took her arm off. I think it was in the second round. And you keep a high pace inside the cage. Is that like a strategy, just high pace, keep it moving?
Not really, actually. That's just how I am. In every aspect of my life, I'm very fast-paced, very on point with things. That's kind of how I am. Yeah, you do.
Okay.
You have a lot going on. I literally every time I see your Facebook or your Instagram, you do a lot of boxing. You do a lot of stuff.
and you're just heavily getting into boxing now, no?
Yes, definitely. I'm going to admit, at first I didn't really appreciate boxing, and that was a total mistake because I thought, oh, it's very violent, this and that, but there's a beauty to it. All the footwork, all the movement, and mm-hmm. all the timing and everything, there's like a dance, there's an art form, and I really have an appreciation for that now.
Absolutely is. Yes, I've been seeing all your highlight videos and stuff on Instagram. I follow you.
Awesome. Yeah. No,
you're doing great. Awesome, you really are. You have an impressive career.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, how can Gabrielle? How can people find you on social media if they someone wants to follow you and follow your career?
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't quite understand the question. I broke up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. How can someone find you on social media? What's your tag names if someone would like to follow you?
Double G Gulfin, and it's Gulfin, as in Gulf of Mexico, not golf ball.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Those are right, definitely so vegan fighters, hashtags like that.
so double G Golfin.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find Gabrielle Gulfin, Gabrielle double G Gulfin on social media, Instagram, and you have Twitter as well?
No, I actually don't.
Okay. So just on Instagram. Find her at Double G Gulfin. So be sure to check her out. If you have any questions, be sure to call in. It's 323-870-4011. Number is 323-870-4011. Be sure to call in with a question. We'd love to hear from you. Ask a question away. So you got this big fight coming up. If you had an opportunity to finish someone in any way possible, like you could just say they're just standing there and they're just giving you whatever you want, what would be the way that you would finish them if you can?
Submission.
Submit any particular.
Do you have a favorite submission?
Oh, arm triangle, because it's fast and with certain movements it's quite easy and it's simple to just, okay, flatten. Remove any elevation they have of getting out and curl the bicep.
Okay.
You're a woman on a mission, Gabrielle. You want to get in there and get out as quickly as possible.
Right.
You're not
no,
looking
I'm very
for that.
To the point with everything.
That's awesome.
I'm on a mission for day life, too.
Well, what color belt are you in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
I just got my purple belt in October.
Oh, awesome. Well, congratulations. That's pretty
Thank
cool.
You.
I
actually saw you were surprised about that. I saw that on
Yeah,
Instagram.
With that shot with
yep.
Marcelo, that was genuinely my expression when they called my name.
I grew up as a wrestler. I wrestled in college. Like, what does it take to become, like, I never really got in, never really knew, like, jiu-jitsu to after college. Like, what does it go into becoming, advancing in the color belts?
I think technique is really the king. I really see that, especially my, I've done two tournaments since I've become purple, and the first one was Nogi World. I definitely see that technique is the king, even if my strength is a higher level. If the person has technique and timing down, they can easily own you through points just alone.
Okay.
Makes a lot
and
of sense.
It's really great to when you go to jiu-jitsu tournaments to treat them like jiu-jitsu tournaments, not, okay, this is a fight. Like, okay, we got to brawl.
So two totally different things in that respect, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, did you play any high school sports or college sports at all?
No, not at all. I still did Taekwondo, and I was competing in Taekwondo during high school. I went to an all-girls Catholic high school, and, yeah, they had that physical, I forgot what it's called, that
what is it, the
Presidential Physical Fitness Meet.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't want me to take it, the other girls, because they said, no, don't let her take it. She'll embarrass us, this and that, because I kind of broke all their records, and a lot of the girls couldn't even do 15 sit-ups, so yeah.
That's awesome. So you're a pretty good athlete. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've always been a very active person.
And you said you went to an all-girls Catholic school. What school was that?
St. Vincent Ferrera. And it's around the east side. It's off Lexington Avenue.
Okay, cool. I coach high school football at Chaminade High School, the old boys Catholic school on Long Island. So.
Ah. Oh, pretty cool.
Yeah. Cool beans, cool beans.
For sure.
Now,
not people say that.
So you're big into yoga. You're looking to teach yoga. Tell us about yoga and how it kind of helps your MMA game. Because I know a lot of like football players are now, that's becoming like the thing. I know our school, Chaminade coach, they were one of the levels brought in a yoga coach, and they did yoga for one practice.
Well, I think yoga's made me not only a better, more complete fighter, but more of a complete person. It really adds balance to all the fire I deal with in the competitive fighting industry. It just adds that balance of calmness and being relaxed and not being competitive. Because it's nice to also socialize with people that, okay, we're not trying to choke each other. We're not trying to be faster than this one. We're not trying to punch each other in the face, where they're very go with the flowish. It adds that balance to my life. And the reason why I primarily really got into yoga was to find peace in my own mind itself, not really the physicality of it.
So there's a lot more to it than just physical advantages. It's mental. It's the whole game.
Absolutely.
Now, how does that, like, a lot of stretching? Is it like physically?
A lot. Oh well, yes, my flexibility has increased immensely because of yoga, but I've realized also through talking to and studying different people who do it that stretching is also not good. You do need strength to balance it, because it's kind of like an unstable noodle when people overstretch. And even if they are flexible, you need that strength to stabilize it. That's where the fighting really balances that aspect out for me.
Awesome. All right. That's a good analogy. Never really thought about that. Like, you always hear a lot about stretch. Has it really eliminated a lot of like injuries for you?
It has, definitely, because of body awareness, I think, mostly, and a lot of breath awareness. I am aware of when I get tense.
There is a lot of breathing.
Like, oh, you're not breathing.
Oh, yeah, I never really thought about that, the breathing concept, because I'm sure when you're grappling and you're either put in a submission or you're putting someone in a submission, breathing's probably has a lot to do with it, especially if you don't want to get winded, cardio.
Absolutely. Just staying calm, and especially, I'd say, I come from Marcellus, and when you're in one of those rear naked setups and you're about to get your ass choked out, it's just, okay, stay calm. Where's your head? Where are you looking? Where's their arm? Where's the leverage? All those things. And you can really take a step back, even if you're in the danger zone. It's kind of, you can stay a lot calmer than you usually would. And you also pick up on when they're really trying to choke you, because and when the person is really, really exerting energy, and that's when you take advantage. Because when you hear a guy in the background trying to choke you right next to your ear going, you know they're really trying at that point, and that's when you time and you look for the leverage of getting out of the choke, and you just have to
breathe and make sure you're breathing.
That's interesting. That's really cool. There's so much that goes into fighting, and I think a lot of people kind of they look at certain key opponents, components, and then there's so many aspects into it. It's like I never really spoke to someone who's that deep into yoga and find out how much it really does for you. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's just really changed the game for me and how I look at life and how I live my life. Because it's really funny. A teacher told me a while ago when I said, yoga's made me nicer. And then he said, no, you were always nice. Yoga's just opened, just cleared the path for you to see that.
Okay.
Does kind of soften you a little
yeah.
bit?
Yoga's a lot of fun. I
did
yoga years ago, and I probably actually should get into it again for the stretching part, just because of my situation with my injuries. But it really, for me, it's hard because it's so relaxing, and my mind goes a million miles a minute that it actually probably would really help a lot. Break a lot.
Oh,
of
absolutely!
Balance,
it really helps when
like
you're like, oh my god, I'm about to fight.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Oh no, I was just gonna mention it's really funny because before my fight with Destiny, my mom had told me, "Oh, you know, we're late in the parking lot. Where's the entrance? This and that." And I'm taking my time walking. I'm like, "Oh, it's all cool, peace and flowers." And she goes, "You are way too relaxed." I said, isn't that how you're supposed to be for a fight?
I think it would definitely serve you better to be relaxed than to be, you know, anxious and apprehensive. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No, definitely. I think you're not going to get that adrenaline dump right before.
Oh, for sure. That's usually the one that's like, oh, shoot, we are fucked right now.
Now, what is your week before, say, this fight or any fight you've had? Do you have a routine? What is it like for you leading up? Training will get lighter, more yoga?
Not really. I don't really lighten up the training till Wednesday. Like, really the day before weigh-in, because it's just so ingrained in my life and my schedule to have the yoga, to have the studies also and reading about it, and it's just so ingrained in my life where nothing really changes. It's just the focus changes a little bit and the mental game changes a little bit, and I can't eat sweets, which that bums me out, but
No, so do you have any nerves going into the fight, or are you just very relaxed, low-key, calm?
I'm pretty calm. I mean, I think no matter how confident you are, no matter how strong you are, how great you are as a fighter, everyone's going to have, like, natural nerves because anything can happen. Fights are unpredictable. I could get TKO'd in the first 10 seconds or something. I know that's a possibility. But do I see it as an actual possibility? No.
Awesome. Well, I know I'm looking forward to fighting. I know Kerry's looking forward to you fighting.
I can't wait.
I usually ask this to most people when I do interviews with them. What's one thing that you would want people to know about you that no one knows really, or that not really something that's usually like spoken about outside of MMA, anything?
I really got to think about it because I'm someone that's very upfront with how I am. I guess it would have to be that there are times where I don't talk that much and that kind of weirds people, especially that I train with, out. Because it's part of that yoga energy where sometimes talking just takes up a lot of energy and I'm just like, fuck it, I'm just not going to talk. And I know Wally has mentioned, wait, why are you quiet? I don't know why you're quiet all of a sudden. Is something wrong? I'm like, no, it's the yoga thing. And he goes, oh, okay, whatever.
Awesome. Awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to follow Gabrielle Double G Golfin, my apologies, Gabrielle Golfin on Instagram, Double G Golfin is her handler, so make sure you check that out. She's fighting Friday night, December 16th, at the Space at Westbury, in Westbury on Long Island, for the World's Collide strawweight title. So make sure you get tickets if you don't have them already. You could purchase tickets by going to – yeah, it's going to be a great event. Tickets are sold at ACCMMA.com and KTFO.com. So be sure to get tickets there. So we'll be there. I'll be there. Kerry will be there. Gabrielle Golfin will be there in the cage kicking some butt. So make sure you go there, check it out. Yeah. You have any sponsors or anyone you would want to recognize before we wrap it up?
Well, my MMA gym, Class 1, sponsors me. So definitely them for giving me opportunity to fight under them and using their facilities and their teachings. I really appreciate it with Luis Alzerado and, of course, Alawali Mamukshi, a.k.a. Wally. And Ken Ning, who's also my Muay Thai coach. I appreciate all of them and what they've done for me. But
awesome,
I'm still definitely
awesome.
Looking for more sponsors. That's always open to that. Yep.
Now, do you work full-time or have a job outside of training?
I do a little odd job, like answering surveys. I'll donate blood. I'll make little weird ways of earning extra cash so I can maintain.
Okay.
But I also do sell one or two art pieces to make little side dollars here and there. Nice.
Oh, what kind of art pieces?
I do mainly traditional stuff, and I love acrylic painting, oil. I'll do watercolor, too. I'll do ink sketches, things like that.
Oh, well, where
and
could...
And I love a lot of conceptual pieces.
Oh, all right. Very cool. Where could someone go to find that? If, like, you're selling it, is it something you just, like, talking to someone and you sell it to them? Or is it, do you have a spot
That's
online
that
they could find it?
Word
of mouth.
Talk to someone if they're interested in a piece or if they know a person who knows a person, I'll just sell it to them off of that. Well, I do talk a lot, so that's why it's weird when people know I don't talk a lot sometimes.
Awesome. So that's pretty cool. So you do a lot of – you're an artist. You do a lot of painting and drawing. Very cool. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you, Gabriella. I'm looking forward to your fight. Wish you the best of luck inside the cage. And thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you so much, Kyle. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate talking to Kerry as well. It was great to have her in the conversation, too.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome, guys. I had a great time. I cannot wait to see you fight.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and we will see you at weigh-ins. We'll be there Thursday covering the weigh-ins. So good luck.
And
we're looking forward to seeing you fighting.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See you on Thursday.
If you guys want to check out MyMMAnews.com, your number one source for MMA news, check it out. Go to Kerry's In the Girls Corner, Kerry Steller running In the Girls Corner. Kerry, you want to tell them a little bit more about In the Girls Corner just for those who aren't familiar with it?
It's my slogan is In the Girls Corner, where MMA meets beauty and a little of everything else. And my whole, you know, everything's centered around MMA, but I do, you know, cover, you know, some pop culture and, you know, some beauty stuff for men and women, because there's, you know, things that, again, people don't know about. Nutrition stuff. I try to, you know, empower people. That's a big part of my thing. I speak a lot on addiction and, you know, try to give people information. I have people that message me all the time about wanting to get sober, and, you know, I'll give them a list of facilities that are in their area. You know, I'm not a professional or anything like that, but, you know, I just try to help people and, you know, do what I can and give back to the community that helped me. And I know that in the MMA community, I've met a lot of people that has had a lot of problems with addiction. So it's pretty big, and it's nice to be able to talk about it and, you know, have a lot of people that have overcome also and be able to share their stories through my,
right,
you know, avenue. just beautiful. So, and it's nice. It's a really nice fit for me. So that's pretty much what In the Girls Corner is.
Awesome. Yeah, Carrie's got a good following on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So be sure to check it out, In the Girls Corner. That's Carrie Stellar. You can find myself, Kyle Carroll, on Twitter at Giblitz77, which is JIBLITZ77. I do the MMA scene on Long Island for my MMA news, as well as college wrestling. So be sure to check that out. And go to at my MMA news for all MMA news, covering stuff all across the country, local and national. So it's pretty cool, everything they got on there. So make sure you check that out as well. This is Carroll's Corner MMA Podcast. We were here this evening with Gabrielle Double G Golfin. Next show is going to be Tuesday night with Steve Inoshima and Jamal Red Pottinger. So be sure to check out that show. That starts at 10 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. So make sure you guys check us out. I'll put a link up on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that fun stuff. So once again, thank you for coming on, Gabrielle and Kerry. As always,
thank you,
ladies and gentlemen, and have a good evening.
Thank you.
So please don't cry.